Good evening. This is your friend, the J&T Army Color, speaking to you from the Family Bible Hour. And I trust you have your Bibles ready while we look at a portion from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, beginning with verse 30. In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. Others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. And Paul departed from among them. Howbeit, certain men cleave unto him, and believed. May the Lord bless to us the portion that we have looked at together. Now, in the last few nights, we have been speaking particularly about those that are saved and those that are not saved. And we have sought from the Word of God to bring before you the message of the gospel, how that you can be saved and know it. And we have given you scriptures throughout the New Testament, how a person can know they're saved. And we have also brought before you the death of the Lord Jesus, the only means of God's salvation. Now we have come to a very, very important part, and this too has to deal with your conversion and mine. Now we find out in this portion that I have read that the times of this ignorance God winked at. Now you don't hear of God winking and very many times in the Bible, but here we find that God is looking down upon this world, and he's seeing the attitude of men and women towards his son and the ignorance. Now we saw in last evening's message that the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved it is the power of God unto salvation. And yet we find out that there was nothing foolish about Christ dying on the cross. It was a painful death. It was a shameful death. And the reason that he died on the cross was not because of his own sin. The reason that he died on the cross was simply that he might pay your debt and my debt and open up the door for you and I to enter heaven. And certainly, instead of being foolishness to us, we should believe the gospel. And to believe the gospel is to accept the gospel, and if you accept the gospel, you'll be saved. Now there's a day coming, we are told, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on all them that obey not the gospel. To obey the gospel is to accept the gospel. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction. Now that word everlasting, that's a long time. And when you think, dear friends, of men and women dying in their sins and have to endure the punishment of hell forever, I say it's a long time. We read in connection with the Jew, because of their disobedience to the Lord, that she is receiving double for all our sins. And if you turn down the Lord Jesus, you receive more than double for your sin. Because the Lord Jesus has paid your debt, and in doing so he had to die that shameful death. Now we find out here that the time of his ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Now that takes you in. That's a proclamation from heaven. All men everywhere to repent. Now according to a verse like this, you and I are to turn away from our sin, acknowledge our sin, and to accept the gospel, to believe that the Lord Jesus not only left heaven's glory, not only came into this world and died, but in his death at Calvary, He paid the debt of sin, and he has set the prisoner free. And then we find out in connection with the death of Christ, the death of Christ was absolutely for our sins to pay our debt. But the resurrection of Christ is brought in. But what if men do not accept the resurrection of Christ? Then we are told according to this verse that there's a judgment. He says that God has been very gracious with the heathen. The time of this ignorance God winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Repent means to change your mind completely. To have a new attitude towards God. You've had the idea you could save yourself by your good works. But you change your mind and now admit that you cannot do a thing to save yourself. But that Christ must do all the work. He says it is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. That is, the work of redemption is finished. You can't add to it or take from it. Of course, when you look at it from the standpoint of a human being, there is something you can do. He says, this is the work of God that you believe on him whom he has sent. Now you and I, we have to take God at his word. We have to believe on the Lord Jesus if we're going to be saved and going to be saved at all. And if you sit still till you die, you'll miss God's heaven. But when we talk about the work of redemption, that was a finished work. Christ and Christ alone laid down his life, paid the penalty for your sin and mine, and he left nothing undone. And so we find that salvation was a finished work. Now repentance, as I've said already, is a change of mind and a change of attitudes toward God. Instead of trying to do anything to save yourself, let Jesus do it all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. He tells us a reason, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. By that man whom he has ordained, God is going to judge this world in righteousness. But your case can be settled out of court. Your case, I can say, can be settled, but it must be settled in this side of death. There is no such thing as settling the case after death. For we read that he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. God is going to judge the world in righteousness. And your case, I say, can be settled, but it must be settled now before death and before the coming of the Lord. But if you reject Christ, someday you must give an account before his judgment throne. Whereof we are read, he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has raised him from the dead. Now the resurrection of Christ is God's assurance of our salvation. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is the grounds of our assurance. That we shall live again after these bodies die. He said, because I live, ye shall live also. We are told, as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. Thus God has given assurance to all men of a life after death, in that he has raised him, that is the Lord Jesus, from the dead. In the second place, he has given assurance unto all men that the sin question has been settled in the death of Christ by raising his son from the dead. We might illustrate the story of redemption in a very simple form and in a way that you and I might understand it. Here is an innocent man, and he's gone to prison. Now this man is an innocent man. He's a man that knew no sin. But he's gone to prison for someone that did sin. He knew the other man was guilty, but knew too that in order to prove his own innocency, he would have to expose his friend. And so he goes into court and hears the sentence to go to prison for 1 year. What must be the feeling of the other man outside? He says, I have sent that man there. I deserve to go. But he's there in my place. He's there because I did the sinning, and he's taken my place. And he's there in the prison because of my sin. Perhaps he goes to see him. And the man says, I took your place voluntarily. I am quite content. You let me endure it. The other roams the streets and says, I wonder how long he'll be content. I wonder how long before he tells the whole story. But by and by a year has passed. And walked down the street one day, he sees the one who went to prison for him. And he rushes up and says, what does this mean? It means, as his reply, that you have nothing to fear now. The sentence has all been endured. So our blessed Lord Jesus was that innocent person. He didn't go to prison for 1 year. But he went down into death, dear friends, to settle the sin question once and forever. He was the innocent person. He knew no sin. And yet, for your sake and mine, he took your sins and he bare them all in his own body on Golgotha's tree. He was made sin for us. He was made sin for me. Now when they heard this story, we read that some mocked. And that's the way it is today. There are many that simply mocks at the story of Calvary. Some mocked. Some were procrastinating, and we'll hear thee again on this matter. That was the story of Felix. As you listen to the Apostle Paul tell out the story of redemption, we read that Felix trembled and said, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee again. The convenient season never came, because God's convenient season is now. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of God's salvation. Some mocked, and some said, we'll hear thee again on this matter. And yet on the other hand, God has said, because I have called, that's the Lord have called, he says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And ye have refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught my counsel and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. God grant you may not at last be exposed to such a doom, such a darkness, such a terrible, terrible place, by rejecting and refusing the message of grace. Nevertheless, we read that some believed the word that was spoken and they were saved. And I trust that you will be among those that believes the message of God's salvation, that you will take the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you will here and now bow your head and your heart beside your radio, in your car, or wherever you may be, and you will say, Lord Jesus, I know you died for my sins. You were buried in Joseph's new tomb, and the third day you came forth in resurrection, a great victor. I accept you now as my Savior and Lord, and I have passed from death unto life, because God says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Do it right now. Confess him as your Savior and Lord, and let us hear about it, and we will rejoice with you. May the Lord enable you to trust the Savior right now. Father, we thank thee for the message of salvation that is pardon free to all who will believe. Grant that some will believe the message right now, take Christ as a Savior, and be sure that they're saved for time and for eternity. We ask it in his name. Amen.